We're live. Bada bing, bada bam. Let me tweet this out, and I'll post on New Project 2 as well.
Swag. What should be my name in Roll 20?
Huh?
Name in Roll 20.
Name in Roll 20?
Yeah, Roll 20 is the site we're going to use, by the way. It's very compact and useful.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's more people on the New Project 2 already. That's awesome.
Yeah.
People, it's $1, man. It's $1. When I tweet this, I'm gonna wait for people to come in, and I'm gonna tell them about the bargain that's waiting in front of them.
Oh, you're a Jew. Oh, I'm never gonna pay anything to see your...
It's not $10 a month? Yeah, that's kind of that's $120 a year. $12 a year, though. You can do that. That's like less than a cost of a t-shirt. Every year.
Yeah. And
you're probably buying new t-shirts every week because you're staining them with freaking mustard.
Can you color correct yourself right now and make yourself a little more dim?
Yes, I can.
What is this called?
A little more
Marin
dim?
Marin County K-Et. Charge to view. Dude, it's fun. It's cheap fun.
It's $1.
Cheap entertainment. $1.
You don't have to watch ads.
Donations should be voluntary and not demanded or required.
Am I holding a gun to your head, mister? I'm sure you're cool with taxes, so.
Check out the No Agenda Podcast, Financial Strategy. I'm not listening to your podcast. Imply I'm going to pay to see your vids? Actually, not that much, dude. You don't got to worry about it.
If you like it, pay $1. Just one. I don't ask a lot.
Dollar. Yo, what's up, man? How's it going, everybody?
How's it going, Mr. Kayo, Dan SG, Chris Potts? It's D&D day today, so we're going to be tweeting this one out.
It do be D&D day. We do be doing that like that.
Are the audio levels good and everything? I got my good mic hooked important. Up, so hopefully that's...
Change the name from Tuesday to... What should we call it? What was the old name for RPGs? Something like Goblins.
It used to be like Dungeon Telecoms. But, something,
there was a specific name we came up.
Goblins?
Something and Goblins, another word with G.
Gremlins and Goblins? What was the bully game called? The bully D&D.
I don't know. D&D with one person? No. Mr. Kayo and Swam are going to be joining in like, I don't know. In a few 15 minutes.
Yeah, we'll probably do some chatting for a bit.
A little bit of chatting. A
little bit.
Your hair looks nice today? Thank you. I work a lot on it.
I work a lot on it, as you can see. It looks... Oh, man.
He's not talking about
you.
So
horrible.
Oh. He's looking at my
camera.
He's
talking about yours? Your hair?
Yeah, my
beautiful
hair. Man,
imagine if we did have a double cam, you over there. Terrifying.
I'm sort of terrified of having my face on anything.
Yeah,
honestly.
You're gonna get killed. People hate you so much.
Yeah, they're gonna kill me instantly. I really don't like people seeing my face on like public stuff.
Yeah.
But Sluggy 888. Yo, what's up, man?
All right, we need a title before I tweet this. What's the title?
Yeah, I suppose, Dungeon Telecoms. Playing Dungeons & Dragons live. Come check it.
Okay.
You should be watching a president speak. I should be doing what I'm doing right now. I think I'm good. This is fun.
Watching the president speak? What is he gonna say?
We don't need that.
There's no wall?
We don't need to do any of that. We don't need to even be talking about it.
That's not a diss to... I was thinking about that yesterday. That's not a diss to Donald Trump. That's a diss to presidency.
Listen. Occupy no headspace with useless things. Occupy your headspace with positive, productive things. And realize how good you have it. Like,
I don't think any of you guys are in India or Africa. And if you are, you're not, in a shack going to the well to get water.
Shouldn't you put the mic to the from the side?
So it's not in front of my face.
Right now it's covering your mouth like you're leafy.
Oh yeah. That's the commentary coming out.
Yeah, coming back. We're gonna start doing commentary videos on about Keemstar again.
You know how it is. I can't be away from commentary for that long. Come on, guys.
Yeah, of course. I suppose this is necessary if you're gonna force the positive things down your throat. So just remember how good you have it, that if you're not addicted to any drug or in massive debt, you have it real easy and good, and you can probably be making enough money to just live well.
Yeah, to buy a freaking house. It's not that hard. This is a Nick Rochford thing. Save a few thousand dollars and put a down payment on a house and buy a crap car. And you're set forever.
Dude, I'm so blessed that I don't even need a car, actually.
That's another thing you don't have to worry about then. So when it breaks down, you gotta... Yeah. Yeah, I work at home too. I don't really go anywhere. And you can walk to church, right?
Yeah.
So where else do you need to go?
And if I wanna, cause the car use I would have is not necessary. Go to the mall Saturday. My grandfather would let me, because I cannot drive yet. My grandfather would let me drive his car.
Yeah.
So in case I want to do it, I can just do it. Or just Uber, because I don't do it that often anyway. I live in Bible Belt. There's a church on every corner. Good.
Based.
Good. Because that's bringing the general energy of wherever you live upward.
Mm-hmm. Man, because there's so much negative energy that's being... I think that's the thing with cities. Is that it's negative spirits everywhere, and there's no bad air sponge to soak it up. But yo, what's up, Banye West? Nemi Choo Choo, you guys have good names.
Yeah, all these names, I'm currently feeling good about them. Really great semantics. Not in the sense semantics? Of word niggling, but in the sense of semiotics. Aesthetically looks good. Feels right. X-Rack 12? Nah, I like your name too. Makes me think of the Tesseract.
Makes me think of the TARDIS.
The TARDIS.
Ugh, can't believe that's real.
Nice TARDIS.
TARDIS. The Sonic Screwdriver and the TARDIS.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to put your Sonic Screwdriver in my TARDIS?
That's foul.
Oh man, 41 people watching? Fantastic. Mm.
Everybody.
That's, oh my gosh, that's like a cool geeky pickup lines for your Star Wars girlfriend.
Do that to your wife.
How to ask your wife to peg you. Hey, you want to put your Sonic Screwdriver in my TARDIS? How to tell your wife you want to get pegged by her?
The tea smoking controversy? We see you have a man of the old days.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're a veteran. In fact, we're probably going to be a veteran. It's not a real pipe, it's a prop pipe.
Prop pipe?
I use crack.
Yeah, just have a child smoking a pipe here on Twitch.
Yeah.
So that they ban you and not the women getting naked and showing their vaginas.
Uh-huh. If I pulled my pants down and showed my butthole, no ban. Prop pipe?
Yeah, a kid showing their butthole is probably fine.
Yeah, it's probably Jeff Bezos would probably stop by and say, good job, Sophia. That sounds like a post you find on Reddit. Yeah, on a, advice subreddit. Guys, how do I tell my wife that I want to get pegged by her?
December 2016, remember, hold up. We need to address this. December 2016, remember that stream where you wore the Santa outfit? These are powerful, relics here.
Yeah. I thought everyone who used to watch me was, just died or something.
Yeah, right, we got archaeological genocided. Relics. In a chat right now.
Yeah. You guys are awesome. Ms. Joe Biden has arrived. It's Mr. good that Biden. A lot of people are here, actually, because I need to raise my average viewership on Twitch. So I can start siphoning money from Mr. Bezos. Because he keeps sending me freaking dildos in the mail. Oh my gosh. And he keeps emailing me, telling me I should kill myself.
Mr. Hydra, how's it going?
Oh, mama. Ooh. Thanks for the sub, got Hail Hydra. The kicker. 88?
Hey, we got 47 people here. It's time to talk about New Project 2.
Right. Guys.
Listen.
You guys are probably from Twitter. You probably see me tweeting about New Project 2. You're probably annoyed by it. But I'll have you know that it's only $1. Just $1 a month for main videos, for Tidbit, which is like episodes where me and Victor talk, and the streams. Only $1. And the streams.
$1.
It's $12 a year.
Legit. And the stuff we're making is good. I don't brag, but
it's a lot of hours.
It's seriously
of
good.
Yeah, it's really
seriously good.
And
the last three that have come out, they're seriously good, and you're getting them for like dirt cheap.
Yeah.
It certainly costs, like individually, it costs ridiculously low, because we spend some like a good amount of money on costume and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I guess you spend some money on the Creative Cloud stuff, so you can use After Effects and Photoshop. For making videos, but dude, the stuff we're making is high value content. We actually, you know, the stuff we're making is actually good. As of late, for certain, we're not half A in it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. I freaking smile when I think about stuff we're making, so hopefully some of you guys would enjoy it too. Tidbit subscriber here, love the most recent video. Glad to hear it, my man. We will be amping up production in the next week because we both do not have school. We've been sort of, you know, lazing around and whatever, but we're gonna try to go hardcore and see how that goes.
Clamp down, try to high power it. We're trying to aiming to I'll go to private school. I went to public school. I'm going to college right now, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, I go to an online school, so I don't know if it's, I guess it'd have to be private, but yeah. I am in 11th grade. I shouldn't be.
Can people get on New Project 2 with PayPal?
I don't know. I really hope you can, because a lot of people use PayPal, but PayPal might not work with it, because they shut down my account, they shut down Dick Masterson's account, which is, he's the guy who runs the site, so maybe not, but, yeah.
Well, you can get the main videos on censor.tv, but I suppose, the price, the cost benefit of that isn't really useful, but you know what? I don't know.
I swear I've watched you since you were 7th grade. Yeah, I skipped a grade, so it's not that much time, but it has been some time.
Seriously, though, if you guys, have PayPal and the hassle of paying through other means is, if the hassle of paying through other means in New Project 2 is worth more than 10 bucks, just go censor.tv, because that actually ends up rewarding us more in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
Always good.
If it doesn't work with PayPal, which is probably the case, you can email me at ltcorbisbusiness@gmail.com and we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? None of that. Hey guys, keep the chat as pure as we can, away from all sorts of.
How did you skip grade? Actually, online school is based because of this. I had enough credits because I did the thing where, in New York, you could take, 9th grade math and 8th grade, as well as 9th grade science. So I had enough credits to be an 11th grader. So they just let me be one. You would never be able to get away with that in public school because they're freaking retarded.
Yeah.
They have like, they don't even have a credit system. They have like a, you have to take this class system. So I've taken like the same science classes over. I have 4 credits anyways now, but like, it's retarded. Ooh, 62 viewers. Awesome.
62 viewers.
If
hey,
I'm paying for a monthly subscription, how much content am I getting per month? For $1, you get two main videos per month. We release probably a few tidbits per month, which can be anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour. And it's, you know, lots of thoughts and conversations, sort of a podcast thing. And then the streams, which are 3 times a week. So quite a bit, actually.
Quite a bit. And there's highlights. There's stuff like that, which is really good. Mm-hmm. Like condensed streams.
Yeah.
We end up making because it's fun. So... yeah, a lot of content, and like even for just the main videos are really awesome and worthwhile.
Yeah. Yeah, they're freaking cool.
They're really good. The last 3 are amazing. I would pay more than... Listen, by the way, some of you should seriously consider going on censor.tv too, because that... If the viewership... Because like, we're going to be making... We're aiming for 3 videos. We just did 2 this month.
Mm-hmm.
We're aiming for 3. And, you know, that's, we get money per video. So if we make more videos, they're going to have to pay us more money. So they have to have more money too. So if you pay them, it trickles back down to us.
Yeah. And also there's like tons more channels uncensored. So
yeah. So you get even more sense. Stuff. And if you, you know, you might, not be with Gavin McInnes on a lot of things, but a lot of his stuff is entertaining.
Yeah.
And we're, yeah, you know, I like him. Yeah.
He's nice to listen to when you're like playing games or something. He's, he's really good at what he does.
Like, he's a good radio host in general. And he's a funny guy. He's culturally savvy. So even if you don't, you know, agree or whatever, you don't have to. But it's definitely entertaining. Especially the old GOML podcast stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, really funny, really interesting. So yeah, consider doing that. We have Cringe Panda. With a terrible name, but really good potential and really good person in the chat right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all make that SoundCloud song? Yes, we did.
Make that SoundCloud song? Because it's funny, and we're going to be making more. Tuesday are music streams. So we're going to be... I put my black friend on your content, now he's concerned on y'all content. Oh, man.
Don't worry.
He finds it funny, honestly.
I don't know if people are actually, if there's anybody that's actually, I really don't even believe in the existence of people who are actually racist, hating black people, not talking to them.
Yeah. Just on principle, like, you're black, I'm not going to talk to you. I don't think that exists, honestly.
I don't think that exists, but, dude, I'm about to, I play RPG with a black friend, with 2 black friends, and I'm about to give one of them a free computer.
Victor lives in Brazil, so it's kind of like... and his dad is freaking black. What do you find funny about the song? That's such a weird question. That sort of reminds me of 9th grade, like the clip of the kid saying on TV, like, it's not funny and she needs to learn that it's not funny. Do you remember that?
I don't.
There was some kid getting interviewed about like what he thinks about my videos. Like, they were just interviewing people all over the school.
Mm-hmm.
And one kid did that. What she's doing is not funny, and she needs to learn that it's not funny.
Not funny.
Oh.
Oh man, that's a perfect. I love that, because that's the best target. Because that's the easiest to like to niggle and to annoy.
Yeah.
Including me and half the. Are you Brazilian? That's awesome.
Not funny.
Yeah.
Didn't laugh.
Well, I'm one of the white Brazilians, so I guess I'm irrelevant.
Yeah, we attract a lot of black Brazilians. I don't know. We encounter a lot of them, all the time.
Whatever ways, consider me pitch black. I'm tar.
Yeah. Sorry, Gio, Mr. Kayo, Cringe Panda. Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry, Gio. You're doing good right now. We're doing good right now. This is a pot.
You're gonna
great
roll.
Chat.
I need D&D dice actually.
I have
that's way too good. Just having them around. Such a nice shelf. It'd be freaking complete if I had a set of D&D dice. Man, that looks nice.
Mm-hmm. What do you find funny about the song?
That's a weird question.
A lot of lines.
Yeah, I mean, like, humor is a tough thing to describe. It's just like...
Oh, no, the incredibly blatant racism.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, it's sort of an absurdist
and
thing.
And gayness, also. There's homosexuality.
Yeah. My verse is about a cop who, like, just rapes black people.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's funny.
Also, there was a comment there by a girl, by a black girl.
I don't know if it's real. It looks real. Like a black teenage girl saying thank you, Bass SoundCloud. So.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I like that. So, you know, we're not doing. Just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, don't. Just help your black friend understand what's going on.
Because
you might believe in ghosts.
Honestly, I'm really like. It's so messed up how brainwashed, like to the same extent that white people are brainwashed, they brainwash black people, minorities, to feel like they're constantly getting persecuted when they're not.
Mm.
And I'm sure it's mentally debilitating. But,
yeah, preaching resentment, it doesn't matter, it's always bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have a
Which
lot of...
Which probably gives away to the sort of, like, mentality of, like, oh, why even, you know, try to, like, you know...
Yeah.
Like, act like the white man. Which is, like, you know, putting effort into something. Like, you're just going to be squashed anyways by the racist system. Why even try?
Yeah. Well, that's why you cannot pay attention or even speak about it. Are you guys Christian? Of course.
Yep.
Catholic, more specifically. You can never... Even mentioning it is not... People talk about optics. I don't believe in optics. I think in, like, whatever comes out of your mouth is, it occupies a space, like, floats around you. It's like you have an atmosphere around you, and your words are like satellites. Christian says, and you read scripture? Yes, I read the Bible every day, pray the rosary every day. So beware about the stuff you're talking about, and don't be talking too much about negative things. Keep them out of your mouth and out of your brain and out of your atmosphere.
Well, especially in a time like this, it's so clear that it's just like dread-mongering via the news, which is happening all the time, but especially right now. Just feel fear. We want you to feel afraid and suffer.
Fear. That's the currency.
Because demons feed off that.
Yeah.
It's delectable to them. To make you feel as bad as they feel. Thoughts on 5G? Honestly, I don't know.
No idea.
I think health stuff is the... It's really hard to... it's intuitive that doctors are probably telling you a lot of lies, but it's hard to figure out what the alternative is. Because it has real consequences, and everyone's just making stuff up. Nobody knows anything.
So if I want to buy an extremely uncircumcised shirt, but I'm considering getting circumcised, there's a million reasons for you not to do that.
Whoa. Why would you get circumcised? Listen,
no,
dude.
I'm not. I'm never going to charge you with, what is it called? False, ideological falsehood? Because you're circumcised? You can wear the shirt, even if you don't have foreskin, but you probably shouldn't get circumcised. That's probably really bad for you.
Hygiene problems? You're not washing your foreskin?
Do you have one of those, like, phimosis or
something?
I will
literally hunt you down and beat you if you get circumcised. Chris, calm down.
What did you walk into? The Renaissance. We're the pinky toe of the Renaissance.
Hold the fort. I just learned what circumcision is. They cut off your freaking penis? Whoa! I'm thinking of the Norm MacDonald thing. Whoa, Hitler killed Jews? Whoa. It is child abuse at this point, because it used to serve a purpose that isn't supposed to exist anymore. The covenant is, like, marked with baptism now. So.
I don't know, treat your Fordyce or something else if you can. But, you know, just be very wary about all of that, because it's not trustworthy. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a serious trade-off. I think it, like cuts off like a billion nerves, something like that.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what it gets used for? After it's taken off you? I'm sorry for burping.
Oh,
after
yeah, it's gonna go on, what's her name? Sandra Bullock's face. She's gonna rub it in her... I guess you're not a baby. But they'll probably use it. They'll probably find a use for it.
They'll find some use for it. They'll knit it together, make a hat, make a nice hat. Make Adidas pants.
Yeah, I did get circumcised. It's not fun.
Okay. Alright. Let's get on. I think it's been enough chatting right now.
Yep.
You guys want to get into some real RPG? She's a sweetener?
Yeah, probably is, man. You're actually, I know you're 100% right, Ms. Joe Biden. Okay. Yeah.
Let's I'll be adding dark. Swam and Mr. Kayo right now.
Yo.
All right.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey guys.
It's Mr. Swam speaking right now, and Mr. Kayo, identify yourself.
Hey.
All right. By the way, Mr. Kayo, you're Brazilian. Can you speak without like accentlessly enough so that it's okay?
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
Wait. Can you hear me good? Enough?
Yeah, we can hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I'll crank your volume.
Someone's
up
echoing
bit.
A little bit. Is it you, Swam?
Can you hear me?
What?
It might be Mr. Kayo echoing.
Yeah, Mr. Kayo, you're echoing a little bit. Turn us down or something. Turn us down. If you have a headset or something.
Yeah, I have. I'm wearing my headphones.
All right, awesome. Just turn us down a little bit on Discord. That's probably gonna be fine. Let's see. I can. Yeah, everybody, make accounts on Roll 20. Whoa.
Okay. What is it exactly? Is it like character sheet organizer, or is it just dice rolls, or what?
Everything.
Okay.
Can you send me a link?
It's roll20.net.
Okay.
Have you guys ever played anything from the Jackbox Party Pack? Oh, we did a stream like way back when.
Yeah.
Doing that. Create free account.
Well, I'm okay. Change my name.
You making all new characters? Yeah, we're starting a new adventure. It, oh man. I this is probably the most fun part of the process.
Mr. Kai, you know how to dial down the audio on Discord, man?
No, really.
Exclusively on Discord. Just right-click our profile pictures, and like, there's gonna be a little user volume thing there. You pull it to the left a bit.
Okay.
This website is not working for me. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a second. There it is.
There it is. Okay, I'm gonna just send it here.
First name?
Is it better?
You already know. DD Mega Doodoo. Come on.
Okay, so what now?
I'm gonna walk all of you through. Sophia already knows, but I'm gonna walk all of you through the character making process. By the way, hold up. Let me see something. Sophia, can you give me mod on Twitch?
Oh yeah, say something in chat.
I'm gonna say it right now. So free my account. I want people to know what my account is.
Oh, the Jackbox thing.
Not actually.
Oh.
I'm just getting ready for something.
He said Soph read my comment. I'm stupid. Soph, do you consider debating Destiny again? I think that's the worst thing I ever done, so no.
And that's enough on that topic.
I don't know if I've ever wanted to kill myself that much, like, in recent times.
That's enough. Hey. That's enough on any of those sorts of topics. You don't dwell. No dwelling. You don't talk to demons. That's the one thing they don't do in exorcisms. They don't talk to demons.
That's
they
true.
Don't talk to demons.
How do I mod you from here? I'm stupid.
Yield.
I think you have to say something in chat.
Oh man, that's unfortunate. I don't like. Oh, you can click users in chat.
Yeah.
Will that ever post? Ooh, okay.
Cahoots. Why would I want to do school outside of school? Or are there other things on Kahoot? You can make up your own. Yeah, I guess you can make anything, hypothetically. I forgot. Oh man, my short-term memory is extremely horrible. I'm always forgetting what I'm trying to do. How do I not be like that? Great vid, so wow, thank you, Victor. You're so nice.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right. My games? Okay, I have an account now. What do I do?
Just wait. Everybody has an account. I'll figure it out.
Since y'all Christian, what are your thoughts on intelligent design? Well, it depends on what you mean by that. I mean, is it just the idea that God, like, designed these things? Because that's kind of, like, has to be the case.
I don't know. We should probably try to avoid arguing that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But in general,
the debates are not good.
Oh. In general, logic doesn't contradict logic. Physics are adaptive to metaphysics, necessarily. They're compatible.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we find out about that in science, it's the same thing.
Well, yeah. Well, metaphysics necessarily has to be, if physics contradicts it, it's not.
Yeah.
Not it.
Not it. Wait a second.
I love the new room setup, lol. You mean this room? The green screen? Or in the video.
Do some if you can make your your darks darker on your little thing.
Contrast, or I guess I'll check out what it says. Color correction. Gamma?
No. Ooh. That'd be looking good though.
Like this? That's a little bit too extreme. I'll put it up a bit. Yeah, it looks good.
Greetings, solo travelers. Greetings. We're all travelers here. Every time, by the way, this is a tip for everybody. Especially if you have a social media account, and this goes universally. Ask yourself seriously if the things you are asked or just talked to about is worth talking about. And that's if you have a mom that is goofy or, you know, something like that. That's going to save you from a lot of argument and division. Every time anybody says anything to you, ask yourself sincerely if it's worth arguing about.
Yeah, that's sort of the stuff Sam Hyde said about being combative. Like, ask yourself if, like, this argument is worth having, if you really need to be the victor of it or whatever. Because the more you reduce conflict, the more you reduce stress. And when you reduce stress, man, nothing can
like,
be better.
Like, only ever address things, especially in a social media context, because you can get barraged with that sort of thing all the time.
Yeah, and I address basically nothing.
Yeah, that's really great. Good. Avoid addressing things that you cannot, answer completely within 15 seconds.
Yeah.
If it's going to take longer than that, you probably should avoid talking about it.
Yeah, because people on social media are looking for, like, short. They're not going to read whatever you have to say, or if it's, you know.
Doesn't matter. Literally
longer,
doesn't matter.
So.
You're wasting your own time. And
you're not going to get through to people who just want to see you drinking gutter water. just like arguing on social media, it seems more goofy to me every day. Just seeing people argue in my subtweets. Dude, go draw. Listen to music. Do some play freaking Minecraft. Everybody should be playing Minecraft. Twitter is trash. Honestly, man, if you don't have to have a Twitter account for anything, for your job, for anything, for keeping in touch with people, which is another thing, like, you know, how many people you know are actually worth talking to. But yeah, if you don't have to have social media accounts, get rid of them. They are the worst, yep. Man. They're such a waste of time, and I hate, like, how my brain is wired to freaking go to them all the time, and I notice it.
Yeah.
I've been programmed, and now I'm retarded.
And, it goes both ways, because there's a lot of things, like, you can be curious about that it's worthless to know.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why curiosity is somewhat of a vice in Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, looking for things that are, it's just not, you don't need to know.
So, questions? Ponder the questions you're going to ask, and what are you going to do with the answers? What, if you can turn that into money, if you can turn that into, like, real knowledge that is useful, that can keep you from being stupid. Both asking and answering, the rules apply to both. Like, there's a lot of conversations you don't want to have, so just avoid them.
I empathize with that. Even the ringtone on my phone has become like a Pavlovian conditioning tool. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I get you.
Twitter can be good for heads up on things, but yeah, be careful. Yeah, definitely just, you know, whatever you don't need, burn it. Get rid of it. Because it's dragging you down.
Yeah, I got rid of my Twitter, and,
The more that I've, like, distanced myself from watching random YouTube videos and looking at Twitter, the better my life has gotten.
Yeah.
Well, I have a Twitter because that's the only platform you post on when you... Yeah, that's fine. Use it for things that genuinely, like, bring you good things in your life. Things that you enjoy. Don't ever mindlessly browse. It sucks.
Yeah, okay. We're currently experiencing some traffic. Okay. Great new game. Do that, huh? Okay. Suppose I create a game room and you guys join it.
Okay.
And invite it, you know? That's how it works. I think. Okay, game name.
What are we gonna call it?
I don't know. Who's a character sheet? Oh, this is where I pick a D&D 5e. Swag. Game name. Telecom.
Yeah, don't spend too much time on the internet or inside. If you have to be in your house, well, right now you do have to be. Try to do more things like reading books, mm-hmm. praying, just not being on the computer so much. Or if you're doing things on the computer, like, you know, offline type stuff.
Do you keep your streams uploaded?
Yeah, yeah. They're all archived. I think that's on the $5 tier.
Newproject2.com/soph.
There's like hundreds of hours.
Yeah, it's and like, they're the only place you're going to find them. Yeah. They're not censored.
Mm-hmm.
Neither are the tidbits, by the way.
Yeah, only my main videos are on. And like mm-hmm. We have Side Order on Newproject 2 as well, which is really top tier. Monks told me computers are demonic. Eat time and energy. I don't think technology is inherently evil, but the way that they build it, they try to, at the same time, use it for a destructive purpose. But it can be used for good. God bless, I have to go.
See you, Gio. You're good. Going to church? That's great. Tags. Dungeon.
Yeah, monks use them too, but super selectively. Yeah, you just gotta be careful to siphon the usefulness and leave the tumors.
Mm.
Picking out, you gotta pick raisins out of the cookie. Yeah, the camera looks a little bit blown out.
Yeah. The bright's less bright and the dark's darker, preferably.
Ooh. Okay.
Playing D&D 5e. No, I don't need any of this. No. Positive glowing.
All right, I think it's radiating. Good now. Just gotta lower the brightness a little bit. Niggling around with the settings. Make it just right. Okay. You went super white there for a second. I'm proud.
Wait, does D&D Beyond work for this? D&D Beyond might be better.
D&D 5e.
Fast characters is paid.
Charles and Soph streaming at the same time? Whoa.
Whoa.
Charles is streaming right now? Big honestly, night. He's probably doing better. But I am. But it's your choice, guys. You should watch Charles' streams, though. You should go and follow him right now. He's awesome. Truly blessed.
Tools.
Oh, man. Playing D&D with Charles? That's insane.
That is a dream.
That is a dream. Playing D&D with Charles and Owen, I think.
One day.
Those are like dream collaborators, players, journeymen.
Join a game, marketplace, purchases, tools, compendium, character vault. I'll try to figure out how to make a character on Roll20. If it's impossible, I'll find something else for us to use.
Okay. Yeah, I think D&D Beyond, I made some character sheets there that were cool.
I don't know if it's like, if you can play there, because that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah. Guys, do you know any sites for D&D 5e where we can play and make sheets? Did anyone see Owen's breakdown of the Masonic symbols in Mario 64? Yeah, I saw. It made me so depressed. I love that game.
I didn't.
Yeah, he has plenty. He has so many good threads. He is crazy with it. Yeah, we're trying to use roll20.net right now.
I don't think there is a character making function. I thought there was.
This Owen guy is famous for being on Twitter. How does that work? Cause he's spreading the knowledge, man.
Spreading the wealth.
He's spreading the wealth of knowledge, the wellspring of knowledge.
Invite someone. Okay, guys. Link. Oh, here's a link. I think Roll20 is doable, actually. Here. Get in here.
Gonna have to crop this more. I just exposed my weenus for the whole world to see. Darn it.
Game settings.
This is like breaking the immersion. The immersion into my beautiful face.
Mm.
I'm hypnotizing you.
Should be. Well, maybe there is. Yeah, I think you gotta create the... I think you gotta join the game first, then to make a character.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm there.
Alright. Oh my... Hemorrhoid. I just popped it. Could not connect to server? Hold up.
It's a bit overloaded at the moment, I believe.
Mm. It is a Friday. People better be gaming.
Well. Let me see here. There's another site. I think. Site for it. Did the design change something?
I think it's good that we played for a little bit already, because now I have a little bit of a sense of what I'm supposed to be doing in character creation.
Mm-hmm.
Like where I should put my stats and all that.
Hero machine. Yeah, I swore it was Roll 20 that had like a little blue background that I can make a character in.
Hey, Soph, are you still going to be a monk? Actually, I don't know. I guess we'll see when we look at the class again. But it is a really good class.
Yeah.
3 foot tall and dealing damage.
As you level up, that the monk is really over, like, OP.
Mm-hmm. Probably still going to LARP as a dude, because I just think of, like, female police officers. What are you going to do to me? Yell at me for not doing the dishes? This epidemic lockdown is giving me cabin fever. Can't wait to go see my friends and actually play D&D. I'm accustomed to the neat life. So
that's one thing
I'm not
I noticed
bothered,
that I the only time I felt like having a Twitter again was when I was stuck in my house.
Yeah.
But when I get to act out like socially, I don't feel like getting a Twitter at all. Wait, I think I found the site. 5VSRD. Nah, it's not.
I've not eaten since 9 a.m. and it's nearly 4 p.m., so I'm going to quickly...
I think I'm going to order something.
Grab something, yeah.
Because there's meat at my house and I can't eat meat, it's Friday.
Yeah. Alright, I'll be back in a jiffy.
Alright. Alright, Swam, Kaio, you guys fine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. If you guys could join the game?
No way.
It's not connecting.
Not connecting? Might have to do it manually, like download the sheets and stuff. That's not a problem. Oh, you guys joined. Yeah, I can see you both in here. It's weird. Can one of you share your screens so I can see what's going on?
Yeah.
From your perspective.
Just this.
Just this? Just refresh until you see something.
Yeah, well, it goes back to the create an account page and whatever I click. It goes back to it. Oh no, it worked.
Worked?
Well,
okay. Show me what you're seeing.
It seems to be working.
Seems to be working? Cool. Is there like a character making option there? Well, what the? What's going on? In your screen, man. Oh, dude. Crazy. How come I don't see that? It's weird. Turn an editor page. What is that? Play through the tutorial. I've got it. Don't show this again.
Should I go back?
I'm just trying to find a character making something. If you can find that. Oh.
Ooh, mama. No Discord servers, never. Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what is that? Right now.
So if you try to guide them through figuring out how it works.
What?
Try to. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Try to figure out with them how to make a character and stuff.
Okay.
Because I believe I'm going to order some kind of food right now.
All right. Mr. Kyo, what is that? Oh boy, this is a bit much for my... What's your opinion on games like Doom? One could argue that being a recreational demon slayer is noble.
Oh.
Oh shoot. Yeah, I think I didn't turn my camera on. I'm retarded.
I used to play Wolfenstein, so Doom is great. Like the original Doom with the, what is it called? The parallax.
Mm.
That's really great. So yeah, old Doom, awesome.
I'm still not connecting to the website. Ooh. Let me try again.
Trying to figure out her thing here.
Hello. Oh, are you drawing?
Oh. I don't know if you...
Game settings?
Yeah, we have no idea how this works. Okay, it let me in.
Yeah, it's the link. Just click on the link that I sent. april20.net/join.
Yeah, I got it wasn't connecting before, but it's fine now. Launch game.
Yeah, I might just download the sheets and do it manually, honestly, because it's yeah. complicated.
Yeah, it's not that hard to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's even better because then I can guide it more directly.
It's working for me now.
Yeah, but I don't think we can make like the sheets properly. It's way too complicated. I'd rather just download the sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That worked last time.
Yeah, we need to figure that one out. By the way, we're probably gonna be playing today. We're gonna be making the sheets, which takes some time.
Yeah.
See if I can get the PDF here. Yeah, I did get the PDF. Here. Everybody download this.
Okay.
And get some sort of functional PDF editor, because you cannot do it on a browser, I think.
Mm-hmm. Gotta figure out my name. Well, who am I gonna be? Gormenghast, which was so good.
Yeah, download that and we'll get through the, let me see, the D&D 5e player's handbook. I have it in here, right? I'm gonna get the player's handbook.
Okay.
Probably should do it at the computer.
Theory on virus? I don't know, we can't know anything. It's not really, I'm not too interested in that, honestly. I don't think it's that big a deal. But maybe I'm being stupid. Maybe I should just be worried and agonizing all day.
Orc news. So let me see. Yeah, this one is a functional one. English. Here's the player's handbook if you guys want to read it. Like whatever you want. But yeah, it gives a good order. First things first, pick the race. And write it down on your sheet.
Okay.
And tell me what you're picking. Just tell me and the audience, I suppose.
There's like,
take some time.
Yeah, for sure it's gonna take some time.
Mm-hmm. Takes like 5 hours. Something like that.
You guys can't, I do allow people to pick from the extra, like the D&D Beyond stuff, but that might be a little too complicated since everybody's a beginner at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, you have character name, class and level, and race. You start with the race thing.
It's not the PDF is infinity loading. Let's see. Races. Choosing a race. Let's see. Dwarf. What was I before?
Someone with G.
I was a mini
gnome.
I think. No, a halfling. I was a halfling before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the gnome was another thing.
Does anyone actually go with human?
Anybody want to pick human? Well, I guess you guys need to figure it out. Tell me when you're picking.
I might be human, but I don't know. I want to be like a knight. I think.
I guess I should look at the stats. What exactly is Dragonborn?
It's like a half dragon thing.
Human fighter is the most common choice.
Really?
I thought people would be like, oh, human, that's boring. But I guess they're a little bit more logical about their choices. Oh man, this sucks. Okay, yeah, basically dragon person. They are tall and strongly built, 6.5 feet, weighing 300 pounds.
Yeah. They all have, like, you're gonna pick your class. Your race and your class and your background have to be compatible with each other, so you get, you know, the bonuses on the right skills. So you can, you know, effectively use them.
Okay. Yes.
So you might change your race depending on what class you want to pick. So if you want to go as a fighter, you might, you know, probably don't want to pick something that is, you know, low strength.
Mm-hmm. You really need a pop filter on this? Well, I don't want to break your eardrums every time I start screaming. Okay, yeah, let me look at classes first. Seems like a better order to do this in.
Hey, you might pick your class in tandem with picking your race. I actually recommend that.
Paladin and Rogue are cool.
Class first and race, that's much easier? Probably. You know what? That's probably right.
How hard is it to play Rogue? Because I'm kind of like lazy. I don't like having to pour through all my options.
It's a little hard. Just a little bit. Like, everything is complicated when you're at later levels.
Right.
But, rogue gets complicated. Well, versus a paladin. You get complicated anyway.
A fun starting marshal could be a dragonborn fighter or a paladin. Dragonborn paladin. Sounds mexy. What would my race be if I was a rogue?
A rogue? You probably want to pick,
a little like, guy?
Yeah, probably a little, like, halfling gnome or, like, half elf, because I guess they have or elf or dwarf.
I think dwarf is I have an affinity for being a little person.
Yeah, elf, halfling, gnome, or half elf, probably because they're good at, you know, they're nimble.
Mm-hmm.
And stealthy, so that's probably useful.
I played it as a halfling monk before.
Yeah, that was your previous character.
For the people in the chat. I was like, I think I was 3 feet on the dot.
Don't take any wizards. They always have very stupid casts.
Yeah, I'm avoiding magic.
To figure those out.
Yeah, because that's just going to be hard to figure out.
Yeah.
I just want to kill some people.
By the way, you two, if you need any explanations to things, just ask me and I'm free to clarify.
Well, I picked human, and,
I might be a dragonborn paladin. Might go with that.
I'm human and, paladin, I think.
Human paladin? That's a classic.
Yeah.
Alright. Let me see something.
Is it good to have people of the same class in, the same party?
It's doable, for sure, but... You can be like a, I don't know. You can really do anything. It's workable for sure. Especially paladin because they have some healing things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you guys are fine if you go like. You got all paladin team? Pick different races, please.
Okay.
That would be interesting.
Well, yeah, you can do it. I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, I think I'll go with dragonborn.
Starving, I need to buy something to eat. I keep forgetting.
Okay, I'll take a fighter instead.
Fighter? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sort of interested in rogue, cause I like doing the stuff where I'd just be sneaking behind and pop out.
Hmm.
The alignments, do those get restricted by what class you are?
You can pick a like an alignment that doesn't go with if you're trying to make a specific kind of character, but it's better to pick alignments that that go with.
Man, I how fun is playing like an evil character?
Don't know, honestly, don't know. But just Space Marines. Yeah, I can probably figure that out into a little neat little story.
What if everyone in the party is evil? Does it just self-destruct?
I think chaotic evil may lead to that a little quicker. But lawful evil, you can, like, be a group of people trying to destroy a good kingdom or something like that.
Oh, yeah, like a mafia or something.
Yeah, work like together. A mob. You can be the mob, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Let me check out what rogue entails, actually.
Interact the NPC with you being evil? I can probably figure it out.
I'm doing this kind of stupid. Ooh. Monk, wait. Ranger. Come on, rogue. Okay, there we are.
Ranger?
No, rogue. I'm looking at this.
Oh, okay. Gonna go with rogue?
Perhaps.
Interesting.
Like how she never shares the screen? Yeah, man. My eyes only. Can I show this in a way that is not going to rape me? That's always the question. I think I can just share my display. Hold the fort.
Alignment. What do I do there?
Oh, let me see. Do you got the player's handbook open?
Yeah.
Think it's on alignment. Where is it? I think character details at page 122. Yeah, okay. Yeah, page 115.
Okay. Actually.
Go there. There's like all the alignments you can pick and their description.
Rogue is a good class? Okay. Yeah, looks interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. You can deal a
you
lot
You guys
of
know how I can
damage.
Like flip my camera?
The hit points are kind of low.
Horizontal flip. Let's actually see. Wait, transform. Flip horizontal.
Low hit points, but high damage.
All right. Okay.
I think I'm gonna be in.
There we go. Okay.
So level one.
Wait, what did you say?
I think I'm gonna be a dwarf paladin. Colin, can you hear me?
Yeah. What race are you gonna be?
Dwarf
paladin. Yeah, that one's good.
That's funny. I like that. If you're gonna be a rogue, you should be halfling as well. Yeah, one of the... Is that actually the best, like, race to be a rogue?
I don't know, actually. I don't know that much about rogues.
Midget rogue. I mean, yeah. It helps to be small. Okay, yeah, so first level, I just get a proficiency bonus. Expertise, sneak attack. Thieves can't. And the backstory can be really cool.
Yeah. You guys should probably coordinate your backstory.
I forget what hit dice is.
Hit dice is the dice your class uses to roll.
Roll hit points, right.
Yeah. When you level up, you have to roll your hit dice to see how many hit points you're going to get.
Okay, so at first it's just 8 plus your constitution modifier.
Mm-hmm.
Rapiers? Ooh, that's good. Those are, like, based in Red Bull.
Yeah, because you can use dexterity with them.
Mm-hmm. Finesse weapons. I would probably go with persuasion, stealth. Acrobatics. And What's the difference between perception and insight? Again? Is insight like the moral stuff?
You're before a door. You feel whether there's a bad thing or a good thing.
Okay, perception's better.
Perception is like physical examination. Insight is more general.
Awesome. Got pasta delivery.
Pasta delivery.
Gotta take out my dentures. Oh, awesome. Or are you using a PDF viewer extension for Chrome? Dunno. It's just what opened. With walnut sauce? Yeah, this pizza's got plenty of walnuts. Pizza? Pasta. Yes, ooh. I'm eating some pizza right now. It's in a bowl and it's elongated pizza. Man, what could you press through a spaghetti thing? I feel like people have not
what
taken
what kind of question is that?
You know, like, the thing that makes noodles. What is that called?
Spaghetti press?
Spaghetti press, yeah. What can you shove through that?
Yeah,
you can shove meat through it. That's how you make the ground meat.
But yeah, Gutenberg press, but one of his lesser-known inventions, the pasta press.
The pasta press, and you can send a pizza through it. It makes noodles of pizza.
Shovels a pizza right through it.
Even diamonds will be crushed when put into a spaghetti press. That's a fact. Oh man, this is so gross. Sucking on pasta. ASMR. Okay. Equipment. Oh man. You start with a rapier? That's awesome. Shucking on pasta. Sound like Peter Griffin. Oh mama, this is so cheap. It does not work. It's great. Guys, don't be Jewish.
I mean, I'm gonna have to get some from Subway, really?
Sneak attack, okay. We're gonna first level, you know how to strike subtly. Deal an extra 1d6 damage? Ooh.
Yeah.
To one creature you hit with an attack if you have advantage on the attack roll?
Yeah.
Oh, so I have to so be, like, you, sneaking.
Yeah, if you successfully, like, get an opportunity attack, you roll an additional d6 for damage. Ooh, I can make my... Wow, this is really good.
You don't need an advantage on the attack roll if another enemy of the target is within 5 feet of it. That enemy isn't incapacitated. You don't have disadvantage. Oh, that helps, like, if, like, one person in the party is already fighting, and I just come out, like, ayo.
Okay.
This is weird. Thieves can't?
What?
Like, I can send secret messages to other people who know it.
Yeah, so that's like speaking in code with another thief.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Code speak.
Whoa. It's actually good. This is like, you could use key points for this. Cunning action. Starting at second level, your quick thinking and agility allow you to move and act quickly. You can take a bonus action on each of your turns in combat. At the second level. Wow, this action can only be used to take the dash, disengage, or hide. Yeah, this is good.
For those things?
Yeah. I think I might go rogue. This looks nice.
Might go rogue.
Okay. Yeah, mukbang. Oh man, I just spit all over the place. Awesome. This is getting more disgusting by the second. Oh, I'm mukbanging right now. Mom, get out of here. Oh gosh, that's horrible. When have you not gone rogue? That's the real question. Okay. So, I don't know if anybody actually responded to my question.
What was your question?
If halfling is the best race for...
It's either halfling or elf, I think. Those are the two best ones. Well, check the, like, check what skill bonuses you get from being a rogue, and what skill bonuses you get from being halfling, and see if they are the same. Then you're gonna get some compound interest going on.
Okay, where's the...
You can check the summary. I think
proficiency bonus plus 2. Does that mean like the skills that I choose
to get proficiency, you get plus 2? Okay. Everything is like that in the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, it goes to plus 3 at the 5th level.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Acrobatics, perception, persuasion, stealth. Those are going to be the ones I'll go with. Let me check the races.
Subway make onion ring. No, they don't.
Ah, this is not loading. Okay.
Patient.
Dwarf, elf, halfling. Hold up, where the... What? Mo. Jeez, what the I'm trying to navigate this thing. Yes, that's the point. The attribute extra points you get from halfling. Okay.
Yeah, you might want to distribute your proficiencies among a bunch of different skills, or you want to focus on a few and get like plus 4, 6 or something.
You are far too far. Yes, I am. Wait, what'd you say? Oh.
You might want to distribute your proficiencies into many different skills, or you can focus them on like 2 or 3 and then get like plus 6 on each of them. Dude, check the summary. The content.
Yeah.
For it.
Halfling, okay. Tell me what's up. Dexterity and charisma increase.
You guys are being able to figure the character out? Fill every, space in a PDF?
Okay, where does it...
Yeah, I think so.
How do awesome. Races work exactly?
They give you bonuses based on... Like, if you pick dwarf... you get, let me see, like dwarf traits, your constitution score increases by 2.
Yeah, okay, so for halfling, dexterity increases by 2, and charisma increases by 1. I think charisma...
That's going
to help. Corresponds to charisma, persuasion. Yeah.
Yeah. It says on a sheet the skills that, you know, you get proficiency from. And dexterity, yeah, you're going to, like, black pick and be stealthy, so dexterity is necessary. So, yeah. Halfling's good for that. Let me see gnome. You were a gnome before or halfling?
Halfling.
Let me check what the gnome gives you. I think gnomes might be good for, like, magic stuff. Don't know.
Yeah, I know now that, persuasion / deception, those sorts of things are really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Halfling is the only one with actually smaller size, so it deals less damage with weapons. Okay, yeah. So this seems to fit pretty well. Charisma. Let me just mark. Yeah, acrobatics. Persuasion, perception. And stealth. Yeah, mostly matches up. Perception is a wisdom thing, though. Does a gnome have any wisdom?
I don't think it gets any bonuses, no.
Okay, then halfling is probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bro. Okay, what is dwarf? Ooh, dwarf increases wisdom. But constitution increases. Not really a rogue thing. Wait, shouldn't G be... Well, whatever. Yeah, I think I'm going halfling.
I think gnomes are like blonde. So it feels more like a halfling IRL, I think.
Yeah, actually. My halfling character had like green eyes and brown hair, so.
Yeah.
Made sense.
Yeah, the next one you can pick Goliath. By the way, you guys want to pick like the actual you can actually do the new races thing from D&D Beyond. Because it's actually not that complicated to figure out. Like you're only gonna look at it once anyway, because like you just put the info from that race into your sheet and then you're done with it.
So might want to look at it.
If you guys wanna
link it,
yeah, you can look at it here.
There was some cool stuff in there.
Yeah. Like yeah, it says the bonuses right there. Like racial traits, you get a bonus on this, that, and the third. Yeah, we're doing 5e.
Okay. Let me.
Dude, what the heck going on right now?
Alright, you can be an eagle. This actually is, yeah. It is dexterity and wisdom.
You pick whatever you want, I'll allow it.
But I probably want charisma and dexterity. I think persuasion is more important than perception. Oh yeah, Kenku is really cool.
Yeah, he is. He's really good for thieves, so maybe you're gonna pick that.
Yeah. Haunted by an ancient crime that brought them their wings. Yeah. Ooh, man, that's Maxillanimous. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna get myself some pasta, too. White sauce or red sauce?
What's white sauce?
That's a good question.
I have no idea.
It's like tartar?
Red sauce.
Yeah, I'm thinking red sauce. Is this white sauce? Yeah, I'll go with the red sauce. Trust it more. Choose your protein, egg. Straight up, egg. Can I get more than one egg? Can't pick anything else? Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Dude, it doesn't even tell me about this. Need to buy stuff?
You got, oh yeah, like, it just has the traits, if you want to look for it. I think there's like a book, Volo's
Guide to Monsters.
Guide to Monsters. It says the book where it's from, actually, on the site. Mm-hmm. So, like, Aarakocra comes from Elemental Evil Player's Companion. So whatever one you pick, just look for that book and find the sheet. Info. In case you want some more stuff.
I might need more food. Oh.
Yeah, I'm ordering mine right now. I eat for so dirt cheap. It's retarded.
Okay, Kenku.
Can I pay with this?
On 18.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna get my food soon.
Being neat requires extra caloric intake? Oh, you know it, man. Then go get some more.
Dude, a couple of weights arrived here today. I'm gonna start working out again next week. I haven't done it for like 2 weeks now, and I want to kill myself. Damn, nah, I'm hungry. Thanks, Victor. You're welcome. You know what? You ought to be eating. Get to eating proper.
Yeah, it's a Friday. Enjoy it.
Just don't eat meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Display caption. So, Kenku. Dexterity increased by 2, your wisdom increased by 1. Okay. Medium. 30 feet. What is mimicry? Furry races. Like, midnight shouldn't be eating at midnight. It depends on when you go to bed. Don't want to eat too close to when you're sleeping. It's gonna mess you up. You're gonna feel bad, man. What is... Is there a page that describes mimicry? Or am I being dumb?
Mimicry, I think, is just literally mimicry. You imitate something.
Well, I need, like, details. Victor, you're mod, right?
Yep, yeah, I already know.
I think in 5e, the Kenku can't speak normal languages. They can just repeat like a parrot or some S.
Hmm.
Huh? What? Alright, wait a second. I'll figure this out.
I'm chaotic. Good on alignment.
Sounds good.
No just gonna figure
out. Oh yeah, that is right about Kenku. They can only mimic the sounds that they've heard already. That's weird. Wait, how are they even supposed to speak? They're like a parrot?
I'm pretty sure that they speak like mentally. I forgot the word for that. Not telekinesis.
Telepathy.
Yeah.
Isn't that useful though?
Yeah, I suppose. Bird to me.
Okay, there's Harrow Feather Kenku. Let me show my screen again. The Harrow Feather scour the battlefield for a greater purpose. No one knows who or what drives them to the grisly life of a Reaper, but all who are born of the Harrow Feather commit themselves to the mirthless duty of ensuring that those who die stay that way. Huh. Sort of like Grim Reaper.
Hmm.
Okay, Shroud Eye Kenku. Wanderers rarely staying in one city for more than a few days. Sounds like rogue. You are proficient in the arcana and religion skills. Oh, that's like historical stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Arcana?
Yeah.
That's for recognizing magical stuff. It's not like a general history.
Okay.
Specifically magical stuff. Like alchemy, I think. Stuff like that.
Guidance cantrip? What is that? And then animal messenger, spell.
Oh, I'll look it up in the spells part of the book.
Okay, once with this trait as a second level spell. I can communicate with birds, basically.
Bird.
Or snatch beak. Vagabonds and petty criminals. Perfect.
Right. You guys gonna pick races from the D&D Beyond thing?
Nah, I'm just human.
Just human? How about you, Kaio?
Yeah.
Dwarf,
okay. Yeah, so he has the only...
Right now.
Oh, okay. So if he's only OG, I suppose she is more comfortable with doing different things with her character.
You are proficient.
Any of you played D&D before?
Perfect.
Never.
Never?
I can compound
this is your cherry right now.
Welcome. Yeah, it's quite fun.
It's not. It's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's typically seen as a difficult thing. It's not at all.
Yeah, it's just like the character creation thing is just the most technical thing, and then it's
yeah, but playing is pretty simple. Just refer to your sheet all the time.
Yeah, well, because mostly just a like imaginative sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is perfect.
I'm gonna go with Folk Hero.
I think it'll be a Snatch Beak Kenku. What is the proficiency? Ability score increase. Your dexterity increased by 2 and your wisdom. Okay, how do I keep track of this?
Player name.
Dexterity plus 2, wisdom plus 1.
I think I'm gonna shower after 8, so when I'm done eating, we should probably wrap the stream up.
Okay, yeah.
The next stream, we just play it.
Mm-hmm.
Next Friday. I think Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of. I don't know how entertaining it is to watch this process. You're writing it in the wrong spots, I think. Aren't the little ones for the plus? Or no?
No. The big ones are for the plus because the actual numbers, you don't use them that often.
Mm.
some evangelical type guy trying to lecture me about how playing D&D was encouraging witchcraft, demonic activity. Such a boomer take. Oh yeah, isn't that like the chick tract thing? Where he says D&D. Well, it's just like reliving the hero archetype. If your masters are told dweeb, maybe he's going to reward you for being satanic, but that's sort of a goofy concern. Because what does that even happen?
No, not kink.
Trying snatch to beak kink?
Yeah, Microsoft Edge trying to turn me gay.
Dude, turn it off.
Will you be back
turn
on Sunday for Minecraft? Off. Yeah. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Where?
Go on settings.
Okay, wait a second.
Didn't think of it?
I did not. Settings. Stop trying to turn me gay, John Podesta.
Old school it? We're old schooling it. Back on Sunday for Minecraft, yes sir.
Where is the settings for that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes sir.
Just old schooling it, yeah. I kind of understand the paranoia about, like, satanic stuff. Because there like,
yeah.
There is more stuff is satanic than people actually think. So it's,
for sure.
And, like, you know, better safe than sorry, honestly. Like, Ouija boards are actually not cool. Like, you should not do that, you know.
Yeah, 100%. Well, like, D&D books, they have no sigils, no nothing like that.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
They're not telling you to summon Satan, whatever.
Yeah, it's stuff like that, and it's as harmless, I suppose, as, like, Greek mythology, where it's, like, cartoons.
For the name, should I choose, like, one of the book ones?
You should probably make one of your own up, but make it good. Try to make it like one of the book ones, but your own.
Okay,
so there's a Kenku class and level? Right, rogue. One. It does not say here how much proficiency bonus is.
Does it say in class?
I might have the wrong PDF. It might not have enough info.
Okay, the what are you looking for exactly?
I need the full Volo's Guide to Monsters PDF.
Yeah, I'll try to find it for you.
Because I just had, like, a sub-race handbook. Not the actual thing.
Anyflip, is this workable? Anyflip? I think Anyflip does work. Yeah, it does. Okay. Yeah, this is Volo's Guide to Monsters.
Okay.
I think at least it works.
It's a little bit retarded, but I'll
zoom in.
Use it. Contents.
Yeah, there's a zooming thing. There's a zooming thing there. You can figure it out.
Kenku 109.
Holy moly.
I like when it brings me to the wrong place. Or maybe I'm just stupid. Oh, it's here. Okay.
Nick.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry.
The link
what?
You sent.
What about it?
What is it?
Oh, that's for Sophia, because her character is from that book.
Okay. Ah! Scrolling is retarded. Above all else, Kenku wish to regain their ability to fly?
They regain it?
They want to. Trying to get
oh, okay.
Flying
yeah, carpets. But they can't.
Hopeless plagiarists. Kenku
hey,
can perfectly
up,
mimic any sound they hear, from a halfling's voice to the noise of rocks clattering down a hillside. Oh, you can, like, meme people with that.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That bird looked cool. Yeah, I like the design of the... I like the illustrations. I don't know, some people don't.
Okay. Can they use it in that way to, like, speak any language?
I guess they cannot understand it, but they can repeat the exact sound.
Okay. Kenku have no ability to invent new ideas or create new things. Can copy existing items with exceptional skill. Yeah, perfect for being a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Copy books, make replicas. They just want to fly. Flocks. Are Kenku names like Khajiit names? Their names are drawn from a staggering variety of noises and phrases. Perhaps. Bazdoon?
You can name yourself.
Because it sounds like a real name. Yeah. There might be something better we can do, though. But.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to like roleplay like somewhat of a retard. How am I even supposed to communicate with anybody?
You gestures. And imitating what someone else said.
Oh man. I guess you have to be creative. They can live to 60. So I probably want to be like 13.
Kenku can only speak in mimicry, but it has been stated that they can still communicate via methods like telepathy from the mystic and warlock classes. Oh, I guess you only have telepathy if you... Yeah, if you have telepathy.
Alright, I'm back.
Awesome.
You can age in this game? Yeah.
You know, like, Fallout 1 at the end, when the master starts speaking in three different voices, you can, like, mix and match words you've heard. Create new sentences, but they have to be words you've heard.
Huh. So as I progress... But how am I supposed to be, like, keep track of...
You can take notes, my friend. You can take notes.
I guess. Well, I guess articles will be a given. Like, A, the... is.
Yeah. Take notes of the things you intend to repeat at some point. I'm gonna go get my food. Be right back.
Okay. Chaotic creatures. Generally chaotic neutral. I'm fine with that. Around 5 feet tall? Well, hot diggity dog. Weigh between 90 and 120 pounds? That's exactly... me. Expert forgery. Cool. You're proficient in your... what does proficient mean? Plus two? You can read and write common and Aran, but you can only speak using your mimicry trait. Okay. Yeah, this is an interesting role-playing dynamic. Victor, about to get a plus two waist size stat after this feat. Yeah. One of your skills is just waist. That's like everybody in Hollywood. Super high level in that. They can take the beating. I recently downloaded this app, Yubo. It's supposed to be for making friends, but I had to find out for myself that it's just Tinder for teens. Yeah, teens appropriate everything into Tinder. Gonna have to figure out a roll height and everything. Okay. Gotta go back to the regular thing. I have my race in my class. Now what? Yeah, roll for height. Right. Bazdoon. I need two names, though. Victor's pretty good at name stuff, so I'll wait until he comes back. Yeah, how's everyone else's character building going?
It's a little complicated, but...
Yeah.
I'm just reading.
Will be male. Random height and weight table. Ooh, I don't know if there's rules for Kenku. Thanks for the sub. If you're a male, you don't get to lay your daily egg. Peened Naiga. It's a good name. Classy.
I'm gonna need something. I'll be right back.
Alright. Making emotes? I don't know how that works at all. I have a SOF t-shirt. You are not safe. Yeah. The shirts are actually pretty smexy. You guys should check them out. I'm trying to make my microphone not retarded. What? Is this for real? There's no way that's real lore. Yeah, laying eggs, milk. I don't want to hear about that. How is that relevant? Yo, what's your attack? I'm gonna squirt milk on my enemy's head. Great. It's gonna make it harder to figure out all this stuff. I guess I can just choose my height and weight.
I'm back.
Yo, can I just choose my height and weight? Because there's no random roller here.
Yeah.
Okay. Around 5 feet. Well, I'm 5'2", so I'm gonna go with that. 5'2", weight. We'll just go with a clean 100. Age. 3'9", please. Is that even within the range? They're 5 feet on average. Like a really small one? I guess that would help. I don't know. It wouldn't officially help my stealth. Size is medium. Got it. Name, right. Well, if my name is Bazdoon, what is my last name?
Markovka?
Bazdoon Markovka. That actually sounds good. Are there any other good words? Everyone knows babushka, so it can't get away with that.
Yeah.
Bazdoon Kapusta. I don't know, Markovka just sounds right.
Yeah. Where can you find the merch? Soapsupply.com.
Soapsupply.com. I'll just put myself in the middle.
Also, newproject2.com for the people that came in later. Newproject2.com/soap.
$1.
All the videos for $1. The videos are great. There's a lot of videos too.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna make me look up another Cyrillic word? You're darn right. I am. Yeah, I'm pretty... Yeah, I think the shirts are pretty nice quality, so... And the designs are awesome. Everybody should have a Tiny Wing Enterprises shirt. It looks so good. I want one. I'm gonna have to order my own shirt. Okay. Alright, my name is Bazdoon Markovka. I don't know why, but I have a... I like, I don't know how you would call it. Like, is it humanoid? But no, like animal... Is it being a furry? Anthropomorphic, races. Extremely uncircumcised. I'm wearing that to my next family gathering. You should! Should be proud that you have.
Can you cancel the project 2 at any time?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why you would do that. Because once you pay for a month, why would you cancel it?
Yeah, once you check it out. We're pretty confident. Okay. Height and weight, got that. Other physical characteristics. I just choose it. Alright. I guess my eyes would be black. I could make them weird. Could make them like purple or something. It's kind of gay though. Skin? I don't have skin. I'm just a black person.
Well, those are feathers.
Yeah, well, I guess skin is like white then. Or pale. It's like pink, actually, under feathers. Violet is a very... Roll for beak size? Is that actually a thing?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if that would come in handy. Make your eyes see-through? That'd probably look disgusting. Hair? I don't think they have a hairdo. Just a bird.
Yeah.
Just feathers. It's just black feathers. I guess I could choose my feather color, but black is the coolest. Actually, yellow eyes. I'm gonna go with that. Are you just part bird? It's like, yeah, it's like this. I am basically a bird, an upright bird.
Man. I just killed this plate of food.
Okay, alignment. They're usually chaotic neutral, so I'd probably go with that. Many barbarians and rogues are chaotic neutral. Alright, yeah, it fits perfectly.
I'm back.
What's up? I think we're gonna go for like 10 more minutes, then we can wrap it up.
Alright. Yeah, I'll have fun coming up with a backstory of some sort. Background. I think it said... Common in Arin? Is that even a thing in our universe?
Common what?
In Arin.
What's Arin?
I don't know. It must be a Beyond thing.
Hmm.
Okay, then just common.
Yeah.
Arn was language of the elemental plane of air. Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Oh, you start at zero.
Oh, okay.
Level 1, 0 XP. Arn was the language of the elemental plane of air. Yeah, just put Arn there.
Okay. In case we go there?
In case, yeah. Yeah, after the stream ends, everybody, finish your sheets and make up, you know, neat little simple backstories for yourself.
Yeah.
And try to coordinate it amongst yourselves, too, because that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's doable.
Okay.
course, the backstories are based on your alignment. I think next Friday we're gonna play Property Put.
My character is really handsome and he sits in his basement all day. Yeah, I'm gonna make my character super hot, just like me.
Cute and charismatic.
Cute and charismatic. Just like
that's
me.
That's how I describe myself in Tinder. I want to make a Tinder account.
Oh, man. How would you describe yourself in your Tinder account if you had one?
Gay, suicidal. What else? That's about it.
Ooh, I can draw some. Oh, I love that.
Racist? Gay, suicidal, racist?
Yo. And, gay, suicidal, racist?
Voluptuous.
Voluptuous, genocidal.
Only flam, only fans. What does it mean going flam right now, Clitlin Flamley?
Clitlin fans, Flamley. Please.
Victor, no, I don't do only.
Ah.
Only flams.
Okay, no, how does flams. How That's does like do. Double proficiency work? Because I have.
They sum up on each other.
Kenku, are the race ones just plus two?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're, yeah.
Okay, so.
They are your proficiency, basically.
What else do I have? Right, persuasion. So this will be. I forgot. Oh! Plus two.
Ruth Gator Binsgerg. You could probably make an anagram to Ruth Bader Ginsburg's name and have it sound really good as an RPG character name.
Ruth Gator Ruth Gator Binsgerg. Oh shoot, you're right. Can you find like an anagram website?
Just make one. Supposed to be a name, anagram websites do words. But I'll see what it comes up.
What is wisdom for?
What are you saying?
What is wisdom for?
Perception? It says in the skills like what each skill takes from. But like wisdom is for survival, perception, medicine, insight, animal handling. Mm. And yeah, that's it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Does it make anything at all?
That'd be weird if it didn't.
AD burger busting? AD Grubbers Hurting. Andrus Grubber Thug.
Grubber Thug? I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Grubber Thug.
Ooh, man.
Arthur Bedbug Grins. Arthur Bedbug is really great.
Whoa! I like that.
Man. Arthur Bedbug. Yeah, Swam, you're probably supposed to be Arthur Bedbug. I think I have a name for your character.
Okay.
Arthur Bedbug.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Arthur Brings Debug.
Arthur Brings Debug. Oh. Have you ever had bedbugs before? I hope not. Okay. I think these are the only things that I have from here.
Anagram for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Absurd Burger Night.
Absurd Burger. That's sort of like the insanest burger.
Yeah, I'll probably call my burger shop that right now.
Anus burger with a side of poop. That's so good. Absurd Burger is a good burger place name.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, this is huge. I'm never gonna get through all of it. I'll just randomize.
Create one bond for your character. Bonds represent a... There was, a thing that you were using to, like, generate these things.
It's in the... It's in the... Player handbook.
Not seeing it.
Go back to the. Hold up. And the contents. Bonds. I think those are at. Character details.
Yeah, I'm in that section.
No, those are in backgrounds, I think. The bonds and, they're in backgrounds.
Okay.
The bonds and everything else, quality trait. And you can roll those.
How do I view the stream in a lower quality? Oof. There's only, like, auto and 1080p 60 in the... I see background.
You have plus two to waste stat.
Okay. Here's Acolyte. Yeah, I did that before. Criminal is pretty fitting.
Yeah.
Ooh, spy.
Alright, it's 9. I think it's time for me to go get a shower.
Alright, yeah, I'll figure this stuff out.
Good night to all three of y'all.
Good night, people. Party people.
Good night.
See ya, dudes.